Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Anyway, you're very welcome to the Tuesday afternoon show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we're going to get straight into it, aren't we?
We are.
Who have we got then?
We have Superintendent Sarah Jackson here with us.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, both of you. Nice to be back.
Thank you for coming in again. Now, we've got the big Easter weekend coming up, so there's going to be loads of additional people on the island, we hope, and pretty certain there are going to be. There's a few things I need to look out for, aren't there, really?
Yeah, and what I would say to people who've got visitors coming or people who are visiting the island is just to make sure you have a fantastic time, number one, on our beautiful island, and I think the weather might be being kind to us. But also in terms of just thinking about your safety a little bit, it's worth, if you don't know the area, if you don't know where you're staying, just take a few moments when you first arrive in the daylight just to familiarise yourself with where you are. And make sure that you've got the name of your accommodation written down. So should you need it, you've got it with you. And it's just that making sure you know where you are and that you can find your way back should you need to. But also just thinking about the security of your items. So if you've got cycles attached to cars or to caravans, just making sure you think about how you've secured those.
Mm. Okay. That's just common sense stuff, isn't it? We're not exactly a crime hotspot on the Isle of Wight, but sensible precautions are always a good idea.
Absolute prevention is better than anything else, in my view.
Yes, indeed. So that, and we'll have lots of visitors here this weekend, hopefully coming, and we'll keep them nice and safe and sound if we can.
Hopefully, indeed, we will. And of course, the residents of the Isle of Wight will be having a fantastic time, I'm sure, over the weekend.
Of course, we will. Yes.
And I would just ask people to think about when they're having a great time, whether that be in their gardens or wherever it may be, they just think about their own behaviour and how that might impact on others in terms of antisocial behaviour reports.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And just being mindful of the impact that you have on others. We do work really hard to reduce antisocial behaviour and the impact it has on people and their lives. Mm. And certainly the Community Safety Partnership, of which policing is only one of the partners, we work really hard to try and tackle that issue. So we do need the community to help and support us in that.
I think they would. How would you find out the community what they would like you to do?
So at the moment we're undertaking an online survey, and we'll put the details on your websites and stuff after we finish. It's a survey where we're asking residents to complete, to tell us what concerns them, what worries them. So actually that then helps us define what our priorities will be for the forthcoming year. The survey does close at the end of the month.
Right.
So it's not long then.
It's till the 30th. But so you've got a couple of weeks. So would really be grateful for as many of the community to complete that and let us know what the issues are affecting them locally.
Okay. And I suppose different people would have different issues that worry them. Depending on their age and...
Absolutely, yes. And what we do is we then look at which are the most common themes.
Yeah.
And antisocial behaviour does come out as one of those themes usually and did this year.
Of course,
So whether it will do again next year, but this is your opportunity to influence that. And and the other thing that it, of course, influences when we set our priorities is that we do get funding from the Police and Crime Commissioner for projects.
All right.
And we look at the priorities that we've set based on what people's concerns are and then which of the funding bids that we then support as a Community Safety Partnership.
Right.
So there's a kind of a circle, if you like, of evidence around tell us what worries you. We then support those bids, and hopefully we've then got some projects that can help tackle the things that worry you.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned antisocial behaviour, because the immediate thing that popped in my head is people misbehaving in the town centre, which we know that you'll talk about in a second. But it hadn't occurred to me at all. There might be people misbehaving in your own back garden, causing trouble for your neighbours. That's just as antisocial, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. Yes, absolutely. And talking of Newport, obviously we've done a lot of work in relation to Newport in recent months. And not just policing. It's been very much a partnership approach with the local town council, the youth offending team, trying to talk to young people about the impact of their behaviour. And that then also has fed into some funding bids. And Revive Cafe, for example, has got some additional money to do some more outreach work and diversionary work with young people to try and make sure that they've got something that diverts them away from antisocial behaviour and potentially committing crime.
Brilliant
which
idea.
Is what we want.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I'm glad to hear that's going on. I mean, I know the PCC has put some money into it. Sorry, I should say the Police and Crime Commission. I get told off for using abbreviations, won't I? has put some money into it. We need that. I mean, the thing that comes back time after time is there's nothing for us to do. Again, personally, I don't think that's an excuse for antisocial behaviour, but on the other hand, having something to do does stop that.
Absolutely. And I think the more that we can involve the community in that, and a term people may have heard is citizens in policing, and actually involving the community in solving some of those issues. So I know there are a lot of people on the island who are heavily involved in supporting, whether it be scouts or guides or other youth groups. And we're certainly looking at something else that we might be able to set up through the youth offending team, with perhaps more funding from the Police and Crime Commissioner to try and give young people something else to do whilst they're not in school.
Yes, there's loads of stuff they can do. There's tennis, there's cricket, there's football, there's rugby, there's dancing, there's twirling things and riding and all sorts of stuff, isn't there?
It's finding the right things for the right people. Well, yes. Not everybody wants to do those things. And certainly talking to young people, it's about having somewhere warm, somewhere they can get a drink, and somewhere with Wi-Fi. So
the inevitable Wi-Fi.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's fair enough.
Be home.
It could be.
Where they can hang out with their mates.
I get the point. But yeah, keeping them occupied and off the streets is obviously a major step forward if we can do that. That's excellent. And I'm glad that there's some money going
into
that. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and there is. Yeah, certainly.
But we still have Sarah in the studio. Sarah, now you were going to talk about some other bits and pieces before we move on to some questions that have been prepared for you.
Yeah, one of the things I think is so important is that we connect with the community, and that the community can find out what's going on. Obviously, we have a Facebook page, Hampshire Police, but also we have our own Twitter site. So I would really encourage people, if they're on Twitter, to follow us, which is at IOW, IO White Police. And that way you can find out what's going on locally and what we're up to locally, and actually engage with us through Twitter. The Ryde neighbourhood team have been doing a lot of work around that recently. So I really encourage it. And again, another way that we would want to connect with the community is to let people know what we're doing. So, next week I'm hosting our, 6-monthly district award ceremony, where we will be recognising officers and lots of members of the public for what they've done to support their community, whether that's acts of bravery or trying to save people's lives. And so we'll have some more of those details will be coming out next week on Twitter and on Facebook.
Okay, so if we were to publicise those links on our webpage, would that be okay?
That'd be amazing.
I'm sure. I'll put my people in touch with your people and we'll sort all that out.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Now, in the studio, as you heard, we've got Ophelia.
Hello.
Who's one of our 4P students. We asked them at the weekend, her and her brother Jasper will be on in a minute, to prepare a couple of questions for you, which you kindly agreed to answer to the best of your ability.
I have.
So
I'm
off you go,
excited.
Ophelia.
How long have you been the superintendent of the police?
Superintendent. That's the word. Nearly there.
So, I was promoted to superintendent in October 2014, but I came to the Isle of Wight in May 2015. So, I'm just coming up to my 4th anniversary.
Oh, well done.
Were you born on the Isle of Wight? And if not, where were you born?
I was born on the Isle of Wight. I was actually born in a police house in Staplers Road, because my dad was in the police, and spent my first 18 years on the Isle of Wight. I went to Barton Primary, Downside Middle School, and then up to Summerfields, and then on to Medina.
Ah.
So, yes, spent all my formative years here on the Isle of Wight.
The police house in Staplers Road, where was that then?
There are some, I'm not sure when they were built, but houses just opposite St Paul's Church, on the junction with Cross Lane and School Lane. It's on the opposite side to St Paul's Church. They were all, those semi-detached houses there, were all police houses at one time.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I was imagining a sort of quaint little cottage, but clearly not. It's more modern Newport style. Okay.
What type of police officers are stationed on the Isle of Wight?
We've got a wide variety of roles that police officers and police staff do on the island. So we have our response patrol officers, so the officers that will generally come out when you need an urgent response from us. We've got our neighbourhood policing teams, and that's made up of police officers and our police community support officers, and they're based around the island, Ryde, Ventnor, here in Newport and out at Cowes in Yarmouth. We've also got a big team of investigators based here at Newport. We also have a custody centre where should people need to come and be in our custody for a little while we talk to them about things, that's where they would get taken. So we've got a wide variety. We also have our armed response vehicles, then our armed response officers, who are also our roads policing officers.
Okay.
How many female officers do you have?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the exact number, but we have a number of female officers and they all do different functions. So we've got a female armed response officer. We've got two female dog handlers. We've got female sergeants, obviously myself, as well as a number of female police and community support officers.
Mm-hmm. What does it take to become a police officer?
Wow. I think you're talking about what skills does someone need. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. It is.
The ability to talk to people, I think. The ability to connect with someone and empathise when they're in a time of need, which is when we usually get called, and the ability to actually help that person.
Okay. Good afternoon. You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6. And now we've had a change of personnel. We have...
Jasper.
That's probably right. And Sarah's still here. She's being thoroughly quizzed by
I am indeed.
And now Jasper's got a few questions. Off you go.
So what type of police dogs do you have stationed on the island?
So we have a number of police dogs and our police dog handlers. They're mainly Alsatians. And obviously they are given very, very special training on how to respond and how to take the direction from their handlers.
Mm.
So we have to make sure that we keep ourselves safe when we're around them, when they're loose.
Yeah, because they're not pets, are they?
Not designed to be, no. Working dogs.
Yeah.
But very...
sometimes see a police header, can you tell us more about it?
So we're Hampshire, as with all forces, are part of the National Air Service that runs for police helicopters. So when we acquire a helicopter, so for example, if we've got someone who's gone missing and we want to try and find them, we can ask for the National Air Service helicopter to come across.
Hmm. And is that run out of London or somewhere in the south?
It's run in various regions. But it's a national service.
Okay, because where Maggie and I used to live on the mainland, there was a well-known helicopter, police helicopter site near there, and it was...
Yes.
And I won't tell you what the name of it was on the air, but we'll go on. Carry on, Jasper. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
What is your favourite part of your role?
Oh, my goodness me. There's lots of bits I love about my role. One is seeing what a great job my team do, and what a fantastic service they give to the community of the Isle of Wight. And I often feel incredibly proud of everything that they do and achieve. I also really enjoy things like this, being able to connect hopefully with the community and understand what concerns them. But also when we work with partners and see an issue that's been troubling communities, and we've actually managed to work with the community to try and make things better for them.
Mm, excellent.
So what are your duties?
My duties, it's different every single day, where I'm responsible first thing in the morning to look and see what's gone on in the last sort of 24 hours and is there anything we need to do to respond to what's gone on in the last 24 hours that hasn't yet happened. But then I'm responsible for talking with partners. I was at the Isle of Wight Council management team meeting this morning talking to them about violent crime. So it's about identifying what the issues are for the island and talking to relevant partners about how we might solve it together. Equally, I also undertake duties on the mainland where I command public order events, public safety events, such as football and the like. So a really wide variety of jobs.
Okay. Do you have any advice for future police officers?
Is that how to become a police officer, do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of ways that you can become a police officer. I think the most important thing is to have some life experience, but also to do something that means that you're engaging with people and just demonstrate that you can communicate and talk to people, because that's such a big part of being a police officer. And one way you can do that is to become a special constable. So people can apply to become a special constable, which is volunteering. A special constable has exactly the same powers as I do. However, they're volunteers, so unpaid members of the community who come and work with us, alongside us. And it's a great way of getting an idea of what being a police officer is about. Lots of training, and actually our cohort of special constables are an incredibly important part of our family on the island. They contribute a massive amount to policing here on the island, over 10,000 hours in 2018.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, amazing work that they do, and really, really important part of the team.
And finally, if you were not superintendent, what would be your career choice?
Do you know that? Well, when I saw that question written down, I thought, I'm not sure I know. I've been doing this so long now. I really enjoy doing creative things. So I love baking and crafts. And so I probably would have wanted to do something creative. I'm not sure what exactly, because I've been doing this so long now. So probably something creative, something completely different.
Excellent. But of course, you said you were born in a police house, so
yes,
you had no choice, really, did
well,
you?
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Jasper. That was really good. And thank you, Sarah, for coming in. We will put all this stuff up on our website.
Brilliant.
So you can hear it again. And if you send us the links for your survey and your Twitter links and things like that, we will make sure those are go out too.
That's fantastic, and thank you very much for having me, and thank you for your questions.
No problem at all. And we will get someone in to talk about being a special constable, because I think that's a very interesting thing. And there is somebody in this room who used to be a special constable.
Yes,
but I'm not going to say who it is at the moment. But we will go on to that later on. But in the meantime, thank you for coming in. We'll take some Level 42 local band into the break, and we'll see you again sometime, Sarah.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.